The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendation for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome to the Market Pulse on ESPN Radio 1700 with your financial consultants of San Diego, Josh, Siobhan, and Chris. Now, live in studio, it's time for today's Market Pulse.
Happy Friday, San Diego. You're listening to Josh, Siobhan, and Chris right here on the Market Pulse on ESPN 1700. We are bringing your legacy to life, taking your calls live on our hotline, 888-PULSE-08. That's 888-785-7308. If you've got a question for us, give us a call here in studio, 888-PULSE-08, or email us, marketpulse@lpl.com. We are on weekdays, 1 to 2 p.m. You can find us online, marketpulsewealthmanagement.com. You can stream us live from there. You can get access to our previous Words from the Wise segments. You can just stay up to date on all of the different questions that you have regarding your finances. Today is Words from the Wise. We're going to get to who our speaker is here in a few minutes and our market recap. But I wanted to take a second and to congratulate our listeners for something they may not realize that they've been doing, but they have been recognized, that retirement assets have risen to $18.1 trillion at the end of the first quarter. That's up 3% from the end of 2010. So which means we're doing a really, really good job of raising how much we're saving. I think we should attribute it to us.
Is that does that calculate just the increase in assets as opposed based on the market value?
It talks about how much people are saving actually towards these numbers. So okay. The increase in savings comes from 37% of all household savings goes towards retirement assets, which is good. Whereas 2 decades ago, it was only 27%. So more people are saving at least 10% more towards their savings. And even though there have been some obviously there's been some increases as far as the account values, but this is based upon how much money is going in, which is good.
Perfect. That is good. That is good news. It's still probably not enough, but it's better than where we were.
Right. Many people have done basically three things to the response of, you know, what happened here during the economy. One, they've either worked a few extra years and they know they need to save more now because now they're working just to retire these last few years by delaying it. They've increased their savings and they're shifting to a little bit more of conservative investments. That's what the trend is, obviously. But still, people have a decently balanced equity bond portfolio. Yeah, and they're saving a little bit more.
Hopefully it'll get even better this decade as we kind of hopefully get out of this economic slump that we're in the next few years. People will have more money, hopefully, that they not only will have as, you know, disposable income, but can also save for retirement, to increasing that number even further, maybe in the 40%.
Exactly. But unfortunately, there are few people who have recently come about where they've lost almost all of their retirement nest eggs. Now, we hear all the time in the news about Madoff and other Ponzi scheme type, you know, scenarios that have got on. But if they have involved celebrities, you hear about them a little bit more. Well, this was geared towards the modest investor. Let me tell you about Bobby Bradley, 70 years old, retired bus driver, duped out of $215,000, his entire life savings. Now he's desperate for work. He can't find a job because nobody wants to hire a 70-year-old, and he was a bus driver for 35 years. So what's he supposed to do? You also have Frances Willis, 67 years old, also a former bus operator, has 75 cents to her name, can't pay rent after losing $156,000 in her retirement. So Bradley and Willis have transferred their retirement savings into these investment accounts run by Thomas Mitchell, a supposed investment advisor who gained the trust of the small local community of bus drivers and controllers.
Great. So he's ripped off a bunch of old bus drivers?
Yeah. So the Department of Justice is now charging him with running a 15-year Ponzi scheme that collected $15 million from a group of 150 retirees.
That's brutal.
Are you have got to be kidding me? So, but unlike in Bernie Madoff's scheme, where he was targeting wealthy investors, this is smaller scale fraud from basically people who is every single dollar they had to their name, and he was promising, you know, returns between like 9% and 12.5%, was giving steady dividends this whole time, you know, so people just really had no idea. But the problem is that even though he's agreed to plead guilty to mail fraud, which mandates a maximum of 20 years in prison, because he's not an actual advisor, like in Madoff, he had SIPC to cover some of the investors' money that they lost, you know, up to $500,000 for some individual investors. But most likely SIPC is not going to rescue any of these victims that have been hit because none of these accounts were covered by that. He wasn't registered with a broker to do that through. So very unfortunate. He even hit some of his own family members with this. This Gilbert, Robbie Gilbert is a family member, a cousin of Mitchell, voiced her anger on Facebook after hearing the news of losing her $150,000 retirement fund. She wished him a nice birthday message on Facebook saying, "Tom, I can't wish you a happy birthday because the trust I had in you was betrayed. You stole my retirement money and put my family in financial jeopardy. You're not even man enough to speak with me about what you've done. Not to hate you has been a real test of faith. Your former cousin, Robbie Gilbert, you have shamed your family."
Yeah, you know, even if it's a family in a tight-knit community, you have to do your basic due diligence, and that starts with making sure that they're registered and that you have protection with your investment with the SIPC. I mean, that's first and foremost, but it's unfortunate to hear that story.
So hopefully they can get something will come from that. Obviously, you know, it's unfortunate, but making sure, again, like you said, Chris, doing your due diligence. But if you have your market out there invested today, and have been saving and are doing it with a qualified professional that you've done your research on, you know, you hopefully have done well. And like Chris, what's up with the market today?
Well, here we are, fifth day in a row for a positive outlook with the stocks on Wall Street. Yesterday, we continued that rally, even though we finished the month down from the start of the month because of that six-week kind of turmoil negative rally. We are back positive for the first day of July. So let's take a look at, you know, why we're taking a look at this situation right now. Stocks, like I said, fifth day, surprising jump in manufacturing data helped ease some of the concerns about the tepid economic recovery. So that was the biggest news, was the manufacturing notes for the last couple of months have actually been worse than expectations, and here they were quite a bit better. So that was the biggest news that we really looked at here domestically, even though global manufacturing sector lost some steam for the second month running, it didn't really impact the market. As you can see, investors were really just focusing on U.S. data. So the pace of growth in the manufacturing picked up for the first time in 4 months. The index of national factory activity rose to 55.3 in June, which is from 53.5 in May. And that's according to the Institute for Supply Management. Some of the bigger stocks that were up were consumer discretionary stocks. They led the day. Also, you saw education from Apollo Group was up nearly 7%. And some other stocks with, I think we had one of the car companies was up pretty big as well. Bigger expectations than our beating expectations. So we're going to continue to see reports come out for the second quarter here in a little bit. And hopefully that'll continue this streak as it'll help adverse this summer lull that we typically fall into. So let's take a look at some of the numbers here. We've got the Dow finished up 168 points to 12,582. And the NASDAQ finished up 42 points to 2816. S&P finished up over 19 points to 1339. Oil fell to $94.75 a barrel, and gold fell to $14.83 an ounce, so it's actually back under $1,500 an ounce. So the manufacturing data is what has continued this rally, at least into the Friday. 5 day, all week, we've been well into the positive numbers each day, and a positive outlook start for the 1st of July.
And your QE2 is finished, so our first day without that program having ended has done well. So there we go. That's your market recap here on the Market Pulse on ESPN 1700. Today, for our Words from the Wise segment, we have Dana Barocca, CEO of Lighthouse Consulting, specializing in helping organizations and staff off the rocks of potential self-destruction. They do this through the use of in-depth work style assessments to raise the bar so companies select the right people to reduce hiring errors. Dana has over 25 years of experience in the areas of business consulting and is nationally renowned speaker and author of the book Cracking the Personality Code. When we come back, we're going to get into this interview with Dana Barocca, CEO of Lighthouse Consulting. If you have a question for him, give us a call here in studio, 888-PULSE-08. That's 888-785-7308, or you can email us, marketpulse@lpl.com.
Whatever your financial goals, working with a professional and independent financial advisor can improve your chances of success. At LPL Financial, we stay on top of the economy and markets so you don't have to. Using sophisticated planning tools and extensive research, we can help you build long-term strategies that balance your financial objectives, your time horizon, and your tolerance for risk. For more information or to schedule a consultation, contact Josh, Siobhan, or Chris at 888-785-7308. That's 888-785-7308. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Have you recently had a death in the family? Are you going through the process of probate to settle a loved one's estate? Don't know what to do? Choker Law Group is here to help you go through the process of probate. Call the Choker Law Group at 858-384-5757. Death and taxes will always be with us, and that is why the Choker Law Group is here to help. Contact the Choker Law Group at 858-384-5757. That's 858-384-5757, or visit them online at estateplansandiego.com for more information.
The migration law, passed by the Senate, recognizes the importance of migrants and guarantees respect for human rights and dignity. Don't forget that Mexico is also a country of migrants. Senate Chamber, 61st Legislature, agreements to put Mexico towards growth.
6 of every 10 Mexicans live within the 56 metropolitan zones of the country, and 75% of Mexico's net product is produced there.
The Deputy Chamber approved constitutional amendments to give order to the social and economic development so all the population can benefit and take advantage.
This new metropolitan legislation forces the three government levels to work together and plan the housing, infrastructure, and public services necessary for their optimum growth.
Deputy Chamber, 61st Legislature.
While in Mexico, more than 16,000 abortions per year are practiced, the Social Encounter Party defends the future of our young children and families. In Baja California, we defend the right to life from conception to natural death. Be part of this project and say yes to life. Yes to life.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners that owes more on your home than it's worth? Whether you are current or behind on your mortgage, you may be eligible to join thousands of other homeowners taking legal action against their lender. Actions that can put you on a path to having your home reflect current market values at the low fixed rate you need. I'm Gina Burkell. I can show you how we've helped thousands just like you. Attend a free seminar Tuesday, July 12th, 6 p.m. at the Kearney Mesa Courtyard by Marriott. Reserve your seat by calling 619-922-6809. Space is limited, so call now. Private consultations also available. That's 619-922-6809. It's your home.
Are you involved in a civil dispute? Have you found yourself in need of legal assistance? Civil litigation can cost thousands and take months or even years to resolve. Get someone on your side that knows the law, that knows how to work quickly and effectively. With Brian Alexander of Alexander & Associates, you can get the help you need to protect yourself, your loved ones, and your assets. For your free consultation, call 858-373-5555. That's Brian Alexander with Alexander & Associates at 858-373-5555.
Welcome back to the Market Pulse on ESPN Radio 1700. Now back to Josh, Siobhan, and Chris, your financial consultants here in San Diego.
Welcome back to the Market Pulse with Josh, Siobhan, and Chris. We are here in studio today with Dana Barocca, CEO of Lighthouse Consulting, author of Cracking the Personality Code. If you have a question for Dana, give us a call, 888-PULSE-08. That's 888-785-7308, or you can email us, marketpulse@lpl.com. Dana has over 25 years of experience in business consulting and helps keep organizations and staff off the rocks of potential self-destruction. Welcome, Dana. Thank you for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me here. Appreciate it. What a wonderful show you guys have.
Oh, thank you. So, off the rocks of self-destruction, what does that
mean? I like
mean?
That.
Isn't that great? Well, a number of years ago, when we started our business, we liked the name of Lighthouse Consulting Services. And we thought, what would be a mission statement that goes along with a lighthouse? And lighthouses actually keep ships off the rocks of potential self-destruction.
Nice. All right, perfect.
So that's what our focus is with companies we work with and clients across the country and globally. That's the main focus, help them plan ahead and hire the right folks and get their staff to do the best they can with talents they have.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit more about Lighthouse Consulting. What is it that you guys specialize in specifically?
We have an unusual niche. 70% of our business is doing in-depth personality assessments or work style assessments for new hires coming into companies. The rest of the time is on staff development, helping people communicate the best they can with internally or with clients. Anything human behaviorally we try to help with in that arena.
You're also the author of Cracking the Personality Code. So why did you write that book? And tell me about the name and what is it about the personality that you really have to delve into here?
Well, the book was actually a part of our strategic plan. It was a tactical movement. We were preparing for the recession that we're just coming to the close of at this point, or it appears that way at least, from the marketplace. And there's an organization, the Bulio brothers, you might know them. They're economists that are pretty well known. They're pretty good. I've been tracking them for 15, 20 years, and they're not the kind of economists that say on your left hand you do this and your right hand you do this. They actually will put themselves out and say, this is what we think is going to happen with pretty good predictability. And they had projected this long before the recession. And we thought as a business, we better plan well in advance so we don't get caught in a peculiar downturn. And so part of the plan was to write a book where we could use it for marketing purposes and get articles out to different associations or get it out into the press somehow and have some credibility also being an author for giving talks to associations and professional presentations. And it worked, I have to say. We released the book just as the recession was starting to be realized at that point, and that's when we went out there full bore from a market standpoint to acquire new clients, to get our name out there in the corporate world, and acquire companies where most firms or organizations were getting scared and starting to pull back. We went forward with a specific plan for client acquisition, for brand recognition, and that's how we went about doing it. It worked, thank goodness. Not due to magic. It was more. It was actually through a plan, a strategic plan that was very targeted and fairly well thought out. And let's say the recession didn't happen, we would have been in a great place anyway.
Yeah, I know. Either way, you had a pretty rock star plan there. So Cracking the Personality Code, it's available on your website?
It's on the website. People can get it through Amazon, on the bookstore. It's also Kindle ready and all prepared. It's written like a handbook or workbook in a sense. It has wonderful ideas for hiring, how to successfully manage and lead people, how to build retention and loyalty and ingenuity within an organization, career guidance for people growing within core companies, or let's say somebody's going through career search. It has some wonderful ideas. And we have a bonus section on how to deal with difficult people, what to do and don't, which is really important for most organizations.
Yeah, I'm sure there's always the crazy uncle or the crazy employee in every situation. So you have to know how to handle them appropriately to make them work as efficiently, I'm sure.
Yeah, communication seems to be the most difficult thing for all of us, and no matter how good we think we are, it's still tough because people will hear one thing. You're talking to an audience, and you could be talking right now to the audience and saying, hey, think of a picture of a whale, and everyone will think of a different whale. It's amazing. What came to your mind when you think of a whale?
The Pinocchio, when he gets inside the whale, I pictured that.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
He's analyzing you right now, your personality.
Everybody
it's
has
cracking
something
you.
Different. It's pretty wild.
Well, we're talking with Dana Barocca, CEO of Lighthouse Consulting. If you want to get more about that organization, you can go to lighthouseconsulting.com. You can also download the book, Cracking the Personality Code, on your Kindle, or you can get it through Amazon or off the website. Any which way you want, you can get this access here to him. But if you have a question for Dana, give us a call, 888-PULSE-08. That's 888-785-7308. Or you can email us at marketpulse@lpl.com. So you've used media several different times in your lifetime, not only through your book, but you also had a radio show for a good period of time.
Yes, we did. Number of years ago, a little background, when I was going to, a young kid, seven, 8 years old, I loved magic. It was just fascinated me, and I wanted to buy more magic stuff, tricks, but didn't have the money. So I noticed in a park somebody doing a magic show. So I thought, oh, I'm going to print up little business cards.
Nice.
And have a little business, and then start handing out the cards, and sooner or later would probably get a gig, which I did. Got hired to do a show, and then handed out cards all over to get other parents to come over and see.
Hold on. What did your parents think about that?
Whatever.
Whatever will keep this kid entertained.
Yeah. And I started making money doing it. And so early on, I found that business cards or media is a good way to attract attention somehow or another. Went through that phase and started to play instruments, saxophone and other wind instruments, and then wanted to get a nicer saxophone. And basically did the same thing, only with instruments. So thought, hey, let's get into the local parade and get a friend with a truck and get some friends on the truck and play Dixieland band music. And talked our way into getting into the parade to begin with, but had more business cards made up and had some friends handing out cards as we're going along and picked up more business and was able to pay for a really nice saxophone. And so I learned that promotion and using business cards and getting publicity was really important. So later in life, I had my professors working for me while going through school, doing business consulting, market research, overhead cost reduction. Had the professors go with me, had more business cards, and had picked up marketing research activity, and were able to underbid other companies bidding because we had, first of all, in those days, computers were not laptops at the time. They were big computers, so we got to use the schools, and through this, because the professors were doing this as projects, and had students working, and came out of school of wanting to continue that practice and built up a very successful business consulting activity. But I started to not feel very well. I was getting very stressed out and breaking down quite a bit. So with my wife's permission, I took off a couple of years and went mountain hiking and did journaling and psychotherapy and all those midlife crisis early on in life. And it was a fun journey, but halfway through my shtick, my wife said, hey, I'd like to go back to school and get a master's in psychology. And I liked it. So she stopped working. And I hadn't been working during that time. Just being a type AAA wasn't the easiest thing in the world to do, but I needed to focus on myself at this point. And I liked what she was doing, so I decided to go back to school, get a master's in clinical psychology. Coming out of it was a recession. not as severe as today, but it was a recession of the early 90s in Southern California. You guys remember that?
I wasn't living here yet. Chris, are you born and raised here?
Let's see. I was 15, 16 years old at the time. So
yeah, we're all dating ourselves. Okay. And so a lot of counselors were headed south for the winter. They were going out of business. And I always like the challenge of entering into a marketplace that seemed more difficult, because my background was overhead cost reduction, strategic market planning, that kind of thing. And how are we going to do counseling when people aren't paying for this right now? And the thought came, hey, get a radio show. We got on a really hip rock station in the Los Angeles area. It was a weekly show, ended up having over 100,000 listeners every week, and then got invited to other shows like K-Rock and Star and other large Clear Channel stations across the country. But we built a practice up that way, again, using media for reaching out, and the audience then would get phone calls and people wanting to come in, and built a pretty nice practice at that point. And after that, a friend of mine invited me to an organization called Tekker, which is now Vistage. It's a CEO organization. He said, "You got to come," and I said, "No, nah, you know, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in growing this business. I just want to do counseling stuff." My wife and I, and that was it. But I went, and they asked me to join a group, and very quickly we transitioned. I was able to take my business experience and psych training and combine them together. And so we transitioned pretty quickly working with companies domestically and growing globally. So today we have over 300 companies we work with, and it's a niche that we specialize in and have gotten pretty well known for it.
Great. Well, what we're going to do after the break is start to dig a little bit deeper into what it is that Dana, you can give our listeners some of the insights that you've learned along the way. If you've got a question for Dana, 888-PULSE-08, that's 888-785-7308, or email us here, marketpulse@lpl.com.
Sometimes it's hard to tell exactly whose best interest some financial advisors have in mind. Our financial advice is based on fees instead of commissions. And because our firm offers no proprietary investment products, we are free to choose the products and services that best meet our clients' needs, which help to preserve the integrity of our investment advice. With an independent, unbiased approach to investing, you can be confident that our goal is to help you reach yours. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call Josh, Siobhan, or Chris at 888-785-7308. That's 888-785-7308. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Behind on your mortgage? Need to sell your home, but you owe more than your house is worth? Tried a loan modification, but the bank isn't helping you? As a homeowner, you have the option of a short sale. This allows you to still list and sell your house and avoid a foreclosure, which will hurt your credit long term. This is a good time to do it, so don't wait. Confused on how the process works? Call Gino Salvaggio with SD Homes at 619-787-4621. That's 619-787-4621. License number 01328. If you're looking to buy or sell, call Gino Salvaggio with SD Homes. Call now and learn how you can get a $500 gift card after you close escrow. He'll get your home sold and educate you along the way.
Is the stress of maxed out credit cards, overwhelming debt, and late payment notices weighing on you and your family? Have you been thinking of bankruptcy as a possible solution, but don't know who to ask or where to go? Then call Brian Alexander with Alexander & Associates to learn more about your bankruptcy options and if it's right for you at 858-373-5555. Don't let your anxiety of overwhelming debt go one more day. Call Brian Alexander at Alexander & Associates at 858-373-5555 or visit him online at caltaxlaw.com.
Attention homeowners. Is your home no longer the investment you thought it would be? Attend a free seminar Tuesday, July 12th to learn about an aggressive legal option that can keep you in your home with a fighting chance to get your principal reduced to reflect current market value at a low fixed rate you deserve. Gina Brickell, a proven expert in her field, will show you how thousands of homeowners are taking advantage of this limited opportunity. Don't let this pass you by. Reserve your seat for this free event by calling 619-922-6809. Tuesday, July 12th, 6 p.m. at the Kearney Mesa Courtyard by Marriott. Call today to reserve your seat. 619-922-6809. This is the information you've been waiting for.
Never before has the subject of asset protection been more important. Over 19 million lawsuits are filed in the United States every year, many of which are frivolous or settle for sums greater than the actual liability. Business owners, professionals, and property owners should be aware of the risk associated with conducting their business, practicing in their respective fields, and taking responsibility for others. Asset protection is about assisting clients in arranging their finances, real property, and other assets to minimize their risk exposure to potential creditors. Contact the Choker Law Group today to schedule an appointment. 858-384-5757. That's 858-384-5757. You can also go to estateplansandiego.com for more information. They provide free initial consultation so that you can get a sense of their approach to the practice of law and determine whether their firm is a good match for your needs. Contact the Choker Law Group. 858-384-5757. That's 858-384-5757. Or visit estateplansandiego.com.
Welcome back to the Market Pulse on ESPN Radio 1700. Now back to Josh, Siobhan, and Chris, your financial consultants here in San Diego.
Welcome back to the Market Pulse. We are talking with Dana Barocca, CEO of Lighthouse Consulting and author of Cracking the Personality Code. If you have a question for Dana, give us a call, 888-PULSE-08. That's 888-785-7308, or you can email us, marketpulse@lpl.com. Dana, you were just telling us about your, you know, history here from childhood, from running a magic business to being in a band and wanting a saxophone and getting through college and using your resources. You've always, you know, where does that come from? Did you learn that from your parents? Did you see that through what they had learned? Or what was it about your own personality that drew you in those directions?
That's a great question. I think my family fairly entrepreneurial, as far as grandfather always had his own, both sides always they had their own business growing up. Dad always had his own business. So I think the spirit was probably there and grew up with it. And I think the cool thing also is, I'd like to get your feedback on this. It seems like we're in a renaissance time, not only within the United States, but globally. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
Hey, it's definitely possible at this point in time. I mean, not really, you know, seeing where things are going. I mean, it goes back and forth all the time, but I definitely feel like there's been a lot of motivation that's pushed through lately here.
Mm-hmm. It seems like it's a wonderful time for people if they're thinking of starting their own business or if they are in career transition. There's so many opportunities out there. And for the entrepreneurial spirit within organizations, what a neat time, because we're seeing a number of our clients. You guys were mentioning the manufacturing, giving some statistics on that earlier in the program, and we're seeing a lot of our clients, and this is across the country, where they're buying new buildings because real estate is so low, and so the smart companies have been piling cash up, been waiting for opportunities, looking for the right opportunities, and now they're going through acquisition of not only properties but also expansion of their organizations and with new equipment and opening up new plants across the country to avoid shipping costs because of the increase in oil and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
So this is a wonderful time. And also, I was just talking to a couple of HR consultants that we work with and some clients, and they've been saying they're swamped right now from the recruiting side, but also companies were holding back for a long time doing things, and now they have to do them, but they're also having to hire at this point, and it's tough to find folks at this time, I think, with specific training that organizations need.
I think it's important. There's a lot of strategic planning that has to go in here, but that's a question, you know, that we want to ask you. You know, who is doing the hiring? How do you find these people, or how do companies, or what are they looking for?
It's across the board. And I think one of the things we're noticing is a lot of it is through networking, through using LinkedIn, social media, through associations, or basically word of mouth. And so if anyone is looking for a position or looking to change, need to keep the network really alive, but also expand it so somebody can give a recommendation into what industry you want to get into. For instance, mining might sound a little odd. Now, you guys know this from a financial standpoint. Mining is booming. And where are the mining companies? Well, there's some in the United States, up in Canada, and the Canadian mining companies are global. So if someone's thinking of maybe relocating and doing something different, and they're in construction and want to use their skills maybe in a different industry, an expanding industry that's not going to go anywhere and is just growing, mining, great opportunity.
That's true. Nice spin on that. I see how you're working over there.
Try to connect the dots. The other thing is just looking at trends. I'm sure if individuals were to call you, you have all sorts of statistics for investments as to what are the trend industries for the next 1 to 5 to 10 or maybe 20 years out. Probably focusing on the 5 and 10 because that's the place to be. Don't want to use the rearview mirror, want to look forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you've got a question for Dana, give us a call here in studio, 888-PULSE-08. That's 888-785-7308. If you want to learn more, you can go to lighthouseconsulting.com. You can buy his book, Cracking the Personality Code, through the website, through on your Kindle, on Amazon, any which way that you like. But if you've got a question, give us a call or email us, marketpulse@lpl.com. We did get an email from Malcolm. He says, I've been trying to find a job for a while now. I have been tweaking my resume and what I should say in interviews based upon some friend's suggestions, but I'm not getting called back to interviews. Are there any suggestions you can give me on how to help with this?
There are. First thing is on resumes, they need to be as targeted as possible for the position if you know what it is, first of all, so they get read. The second thing is go for industries that are part of your passion. So some people will say, you know, I don't have the experience or the education to go in whatever field it may be. And I think in this particular market, it matters at some level, but one of the methodologies, because there is a lot of hiring, but it's not, people aren't aware of it, because they're not, it's people, companies are so cautious right now about hiring that they are going through high-end recruiters for screening or referrals at some level or another. So one way to get into an organization is to do research. So you can call up whatever industry you want. Try to start at the top of the CEO, but not to go through the typical channels of HR, let's say. And you want to get somebody on the phone literally doing research, Mr. Jones or Mrs. Jones. I'm thinking one of the Joneses. I've been looking at your career, at your field, and thinking of entering into it. I had some questions for you about it. Want to see what you thought the future would be. Of this industry, any schooling you might suggest, or whatever, maybe just get somebody talking. At the end of the conversation, two things should take place: get a referral to somebody else in the industry, and second, if you can get a face-to-face to get a tour of the operation. Now all of a sudden you have you're in front of a real person. You're breathing. It can fog a mirror. And the odds are, here's statistics on this I've seen over the years, and they haven't changed. Between 1 and 10 meetings, the person will get hired with or without the experience. That's 1 to 10 opportunities. And all
I
you
completely
need to do is
agree
really
with that.
Show up and be of interest. So let me give you an example of that and what can make the difference when meeting people and so you get a call back. So there, somebody who I was working with for career guidance gave them the in-depth work style assessment and went through that and focused on their passion. Now, at the end of the discussion, the person says, you know, Dane, you sound like a nice guy, but this just sounds like a lot of nonsense. And I said, well, maybe it is, but why don't you give this a try? What they wanted to do is they were coming from the media industry, and they were sick and tired of it, and they wanted to get into the field of landscape architecture, but they had no experience or training or education. Started to make the phone calls into the industry. It took them a while to get through and overcome some hurdles. But within 90 days, it was less than 90 days, the person had two job offers in 1 week. And what they were able to do was they needed some type of project management assistance, and they were able to bridge over that into the organization, that they into a field they wanted to work in. And they didn't even take a pay cut. Matter of fact, the organization ended up paying for them to go back to school to become a landscape architect. Win-win. And I can tell you story after story after story. But I think it's following the passion and going in there very very strong as far as with questions, doing homework, coming back with information or ideas for them. And let's say someone doesn't call you back. That doesn't mean they're saying no. They may not be interested right now. So the important thing is to find an article or something of interest to the person that was interviewing you, and then follow up with them, first of all, with a thank you note. Within 2 to 3 weeks, send them another note. Say, hey, Joe, Sue, I ran across this article, wanted to share this with you. Look forward to speaking with you soon. Pen them for every 45 to 90 days, somewhere in there, and send them some little note. You will not be a nuisance if you spread it out over time. And what will happen is, let's say something might be on hold, or maybe they even hire somebody, but they don't work out. Who are they going to think of? It's the person with the outstanding follow-up.
Yeah, the person that's got the initiative. But I you know, there's always a good question as far as, you know, why isn't that people do take those steps? Because anybody that puts enough effort out there, you know, will ultimately get noticed at some point in time because the energy is going in the right direction. But there's always some holdback here. So I want to get your opinion on that here in a minute when we come back from the break. But thank you, Malcolm, for your question. As always, we donate a dollar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. If you've got another question for Dana, give us a call, 888-PULSE-08, or email marketpulse@lpl.com.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At LPL Financial, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to help you work toward your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call Josh, Siobhan, or Chris at 888-PULSE-08. That's 888-785-7308. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Current homeowners and home buyers, are you in the market for remodeling or expanding, upgrading, redesigning, or even starting from scratch and building a custom home? Tontz Construction is a full-service design-build company with a strong value for great design and quality construction. Both locally owned and operated, Tontz Construction values the boutique approach to working with you to design around your budget. By working one-to-one with Tontz Construction on your ideas, you save both time and money throughout your project. Call Tontz Construction today for your free consultation at 619-275-4000. That's 619-275-4000. Or visit TontzConstruction.com.
Are you having trouble managing your current or upcoming tax situation? Are you involved in a tax problem that won't go away? Alexander & Associates can provide tax counsel for complex tax litigation, criminal tax defense, tax accounting, tax crimes such as tax evasion and tax fraud, sophisticated business planning, IRS collection actions, regulatory tax compliance, and tax audit strategy. In such proceedings, Brian Alexander will seek, among other remedies, the refund of taxes overpaid and the abatement of disallowance of taxes improperly claimed by the IRS to be owed to the government. Contact Brian Alexander of Alexander & Associates at 858-373-5555 to schedule a consultation regarding current or pending tax litigation. That's Brian Alexander of Alexander & Associates at 858-373-5555.
Are you recently married or engaged? Have you been married for some time and forgot about one really important aspect of your union? It's very important you establish a trust as soon as possible. Call the Choker Law Group today at 858-384-5757. That's 858-384-5757. You'll receive a free consultation and be shown how having your trust established will save you time and money when it really matters. Call the Choker Law Group today at 858-384-5757. That's 858-384-5757. Or visit them online at estateplansandiego.com for more information.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
Welcome back to the Market Pulse on ESPN Radio 1700. Now back to Josh, Siobhan, and Chris, your financial consultants here in San Diego.
Welcome back to the Market Pulse with Josh, Siobhan, and Chris right here on ESPN 1700 on weekdays 1 to 2 p.m. right when the market closes. But if you're a business owner and you want to get in on some of this magic that Dana can help with the hiring process, then go to lighthouseconsulting.com. If you want to get your hands on his book, Cracking the Personality Code, you can get it on Amazon, download it onto your Kindle. But if you've got a question, give us a call, 888-PULSE-08. That's 888-785-7308. Dana, what would someone want to do if they wanted to start their own business at, you know, at this point in time? What do you think about that?
This is a wonderful time as any time to start a business. I would say write down what your passion is, what it really excites you, and then start doing some research in that particular field and find something that you can just dig your teeth in. It's really exciting, and you can enter into any area you want, whether it's manufacturing or service, or the sky is the limit. But the key is to follow your passion. Do your research, check it out, and don't let your fears hold you back. Let your fears work in your favor. Just become aware, and then find the niche in the marketplace where you can take advantage of it. Because for small businesses at this moment in time, it's a wonderful opportunity because a lot of companies have been pulling back, and there are market segments that can open up that you'd never believe would open up, and all you need is have the bravery to be able to pick up the phone and make things happen.
So what about some of those people out there, and I was mentioning them before the break, that kind of get this roadblock that feels like they probably put it up from their own past, but they can't get past the, you know, maybe feeling rejected or that they're not, because they don't have the experience that they don't deserve to be there. Like, how do you give someone the enough confidence they need to break that barrier down?
Great question, and it's a big concern, because that's why most people don't pick up the phone to do the research activity that we talked about for doing the job search, because of the fear of rejection. And in sales, most sales organizations or training will teach that for every rejection, you're getting that much closer to the opportunity. And I like to look at it as it's not so much rejection, but you're having a learning opportunity in order to find what works and what doesn't work. What's the old Edison saying? He didn't fail 10,000 times. It took him 10,000 times for the light bulb to go off. So it's just getting closer to it. But this is a time when the world is frozen in fear. And for those that are able to follow their inspiration or the ideas or passion that they have, they'll be able to break through where the masses are, or most people are holding back because of concerns or whatever it may be. And this is the time to move forward. So, for instance, my wife and I, when we first started the counseling activity, now, granted, I grew up in an entrepreneurial environment. I always had my own business. I've never worked for anybody else. But our passion was so great that I was willing to stop working and eat beans, which we had some of the most fun times in our life not working. But we were focused on our passion, which was going back to school, and that we had something to offer the world through some means that we didn't know at the time, but we knew we had to trust it. So we went to school, did our thing, and came out of it really not knowing what we were going to do. But we thought, we have a message to share, and it happened to come out in that methodology of counseling service at the time, which transitioned back into working with businesses. So today we can take both our psych training and business experience and training and share that with business folks. So I think if we go back to something we have always loved to do, so for instance, let's say somebody wants to enter into the world of sports. and they go, well, but I go to I go to a hamburger place every day and eat lots of hamburgers, and probably not going to run around on a baseball field or play football or basketball or something like that. But they could still follow their passion by being close to it. For instance, so let's say they love football. And they're not going to be a football player. Well, they could contact a manufacturing firm that makes equipment for football organizations. They could be part of media. They could work for the stadiums if they like marketing. Maybe how do you draw people in? So they get to be in their field without necessarily having to be a football player in a sense.
Yeah, I can see the diagram now of someone sitting down and trying to figure out what that passion is right in the middle and all the different, you know, intricate nuances there and how they might be able to fit into that puzzle.
Right. And there's a wonderful book I'd like to share with everybody.
Cracking the Personality Code?
Our book is wonderful, Cracking the Personality Code. There's another book by Larry Wilson. If anyone's going through any kind of transition, whether you're working or not working, it's called Play to Win by Larry Wilson. It is the best of the best books for learning how to win and play to win. Fast read, big type, great quotes, wonderful ideas without getting into a lot of psycho mumbo jumbo stuff.
That's always good to hear.
Yeah, always helpful. Always helpful.
So a lot of businesses, you know, over the last several years just kind of squeaked by in the recession. But it seems like for you, and it has been always, you've just always been able to thrive in that. You probably get excited when the recession, the next recession comes. You're kind of the go-to guy to know how to get out of this.
Yes, I just think it's an exciting time because it's kind of like real estate investing, that some people will go, oh, this is a terrible time to buy real estate. Well, this is a great time to buy real estate. And so someone had some foresight when one of the speakers in my CEO group made a great comment. When something is on the front page of Time Magazine or Newsweek, and they say, hey, this is the best time ever, it's a real estate boom, that's probably the time not to buy real estate because it's about to go south.
Absolutely.
So kind of doing a counter look at to see where trends are going and where opportunities are and where the holes are. So on national news last night in Arkansas, that state through the I forgot what Clinton's organization is, his foundation, they started stores to sell exclusively products made in Arkansas, and I forgot the name of the store. Well, small businesses are selling them there, and now this organization has been growing, and it's given seed money to small businesses for growth. That's entrepreneurial. That's taking advantage of an opportunity through the state who wants to support their small businesses. Now, if the state of California could do something like that, it would be wonderful.
Absolutely. And just one final question. We've only got about a minute left or so, but what's the best piece of advice that you can give us?
For starting a business?
And anything in your experience.
Anything we're all doing. Follow the passion. Don't let fear override it. Trust yourself. Find a strong support group. If you have naysayers around you, say goodbye to them. And you need to surround yourself with people that are positive. That will give you feedback as far as things to watch out for. That will support you in moving forward to fulfill your dream. And if people aren't supporting your dream, they're probably the wrong people to hang around with.
Thank you so much, Dana, for being here with us today and sharing all of your knowledge. If you want to learn more, lighthouseconsulting.com is the website. His book, Cracking the Personality Code, available on Amazon or through his website. But if you've got a question or you want more information, you can always shoot us an email, marketpulse@lpl.com. We will be back with you on Tuesday after this great 4th of July weekend. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the wonderful weather. And see you next week.
The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendation for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.